Speaker Weatherford, on the opening day of session, you encouraged lawmakers to break free from a narrow vision of education that has encouraged a culture of mediocrity. What did you mean by that?
What I was speaking about in that reference was our higher education system. I think in education in general, we have got to start thinking outside the box. Technology is allowing us to do things in education we never thought possible. We're now able to give people the highest quality of education and put it in the comfort of someone's home in their living room. And so I think the concepts we're talking about with having an online university through one of our existing universities is going to make a very high quality product extremely affordable for every Floridian. And I think it's going to change the game for how people learn.
Your education was a bit unconventional growing up. Tell us about your early years.
You know, I come from a really big family of nine children. My mom made the determination early on that she wanted to homeschool us, at least most of us through middle school. The thing about homeschooling is by the time it hits noon, you've done and can accomplish more than you would in a full day at school. And so it was a very unique upbringing. I then went to private school, most of us did, for a year or two, and then public school for high school. And we all played sports. And so back then, that was before what we call the Tebow Law. If you homeschool, you can actually play sports at your local public school, but that didn't exist back when I was in school. So it was a chance for us to compete. And it was a very diverse educational background. And I think it certainly kind of framed my worldview about empowering parents and allowing them to have the education that really fits their children's needs the best.
I want to ask you about a couple of bills that have had some controversy around them. The charter school bill seeks money for maintenance and facilities, and it would allow charters to use school buildings that are vacant. The bill that's been nicknamed the Parent Trigger gives parents at chronically failing schools the ability to petition the school board for significant changes, including making that school into a charter. Critics are concerned about taxpayer dollars being used for private corporations that operate these public charters. Why do you think critics should not be concerned?
Anytime you can empower a family and give them more options for their student, their child, that's a good thing. With regard to the what people call parent trigger, some people call parental empowerment bill, the idea is if you happen to live in a zip code where that local school that your child would go to is a habitually failing school, it's an F school year after year, we want to give those parents an opportunity to go to the school board and say, this is unacceptable. It's time to make a change. Either change the staff, turn it into a charter school, do something. We know for a fact, we have data that shows children learn differently. One student learns differently from another. By giving parents and kids more choices, you're kind of allowing them to find that form of education that they're really looking for and that will help them aspire to be what they can be.
Budget decisions are being made now. Will lawmakers have to choose between the teacher raises that Governor Rick Scott has proposed and technology upgrades in the classroom? Each will cost almost $500 million. Do you think that's a choice you'll have to make?
Well, I think we're going to prioritize FEFP funding, which predominantly goes to teacher pay. You'll see a big increase in teacher pay this year. I think we're going to hopefully put about $1 billion into education on top of what we funded in the past. But no, I don't think you're choosing one or the other. You've got to kind of build the infrastructure first. You can't buy computers if you don't have a good wireless internet. And I think we can do both and fund teachers appropriately.
House Speaker Will Weatherford, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.